of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with your host, Brent McGuire. This episode is brought to you by the Locked On MLB Podcast. Join walking baseball encyclopedia Paul Francis Sullivan every day on the Locked On MLB Podcast. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcast from. In today's episode, we are going to talk about the very exciting series win for the Angels against the Detroit Tigers. We're going to go over the series where they took three of four games, played some very, very exciting baseball. We'll briefly go over Thursday's game just to kind of recap back to the beginning of the series and then talk about Friday's game, Saturday's game, and Sunday's game in depth. But before we get into the episode, as usual, if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at BMags94. You can find the podcast at Locked On Angels. You can find my written work at Crashing the Pearly Gates. And if you haven't done so already, make sure to download, subscribe, rate, and review the Locked On Angels podcast, wherever you get your podcast from. So happy Monday. Hope you are doing well and enjoyed what was a very exciting weekend four-game series of Angels baseball. I mean, it was one thing to be back at Angel Stadium with more fans in attendance with a lot of the restrictions uplifted, but it was just very fun to see the team respond in such a positive way and play some really, really good baseball and some really fun baseball for pretty much all of the games. So we're going to dive into all of those. We're going to dive into Shohei Ohtani's absolutely just insane week that he just had. There were a couple of announcements I'd like to make right up front. First and foremost, I'm not going to be doing this Wednesday's podcast. I'm going to the game on Tuesday night. I do have a little bit of a commute to make, so by the time I'm getting back, it's going to be late, and I've got work on Wednesday morning, so I'm just going to decide not to do it for this Wednesday. And this is still something I'm trying to work on right now, but next week I'm going to be camping for pretty much the entire week, which obviously complicates things with trying to put together a podcast where connection services are obviously a little bit more limited. So my plan is to do some podcasts while I'm out. It might be lower quality stuff. I'm not quite sure how that's going to happen, but I did want to give everybody a heads up on that. So I think that's all I've got at the top of the episode. So why don't we talk about this series for the Angels? And I think it's important to kind of briefly just let's talk about Thursday's game. We already went over that game on Friday's episode, but again, just looking at this series as a whole. So Thursday, this was the first game the Angels played in front of it wasn't a completely full capacity crowd because it wasn't a sellout by any means, but it was the biggest crowd the Angels have played in front of at Angel Stadium since the 2019 season, and it was a lot of fun. Again, this was Shohei Ohtani's game on the mound, gave the team six innings, allowed one run, lowered his ERA to 2.70. was the game where Taylor Ward hit the big grand slam later on. Just a very exciting all-around game for the Angels, and things just got better from there. Friday's game was probably the best of the series. I mean, this game had everything. And I mean, a little bit of backstory and context for this game. Earlier in the day, around 11 o'clock Pacific time in the morning, Shohei Ohtani announced that he would be participating in the 2021 Home Run Derby in Colorado. Now, this was something that had been talked about a little bit. We weren't sure if it was going to happen, but he announced it in a very fun, exciting way on his Instagram. Really cool video that was put together and just really cool stuff. And Ohtani, at that point, had 19 home runs, was already one of the MLB leaders in that category. Little did we know that he was going to go on to hit four more home runs over the weekend after this news came out. So we're going to go into all of that as well. But this game itself on Friday was so much fun. So there wasn't a ton happening to start this game. Alex Cobb pitched pretty darn well in this game, threw 5 2/3 innings, allowed one run that was unearned, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks. Maybe the most notable thing He threw 111 pitches. That was the most by any Angels starter this year. This is something we've seen a little bit more often with Joe Maddon recently. He is starting to give a little bit more of a leash to the starters, and that's probably for the best given what the bullpen has done this year. So yeah, I mean, beginning of this game, the Angels are up 2-0. It's a pretty straightforward game. There's not anything crazy exciting happening. And then the fifth inning rolls around and the Angels offense just explodes. Luis Ranjifo, who had himself a pretty solid series after getting called up, hits a home run. That's the first of three home runs in this inning. A couple batters later, Shohei Ohtani comes up, hits number 20, just hits an absolute bomb and missile out to right field. I believe this was the home run that got out in 2.7 seconds. That is obviously extremely quick. And then two batters later, Jared Walsh crushes a home run way deep into the right field pavilion. All of a sudden, the Angels' bats are alive and well. They've got a five-run inning, and they were not done for the night. They scored three more runs in the sixth inning, and then Shohei Ohtani comes up once again in the eighth inning, hits home run number 21, an opposite field bomb to left center, number 21 on the season. I mean, this is just... it was insane, and it was very apropos for Ohtani on the day that he announced he was going to do the home run derby. Hits two more home runs, both of them hit in different directions, hit extremely hard, and again, just very much in character and so appropriate for what Ohtani has done this year. And then Saturday's game rolls around. Yet again, another pretty darn exciting game for the Angels. Shohei Ohtani, homers once again. This one was different than the other two he hit the night before. This one was like directly the opposite way. Left field line into the second bullpen. Again, another bomb of a home run. I think it left at 108 miles per hour off the bat. Gave him 22 home runs. That tied him with Fernando Tatis Jr., put him one behind Vlad Jr. And again, like the night before, Jared Walsh, a couple batters later after Ohtani, hits a home run himself, and all of a sudden the Angels have this 5-0 lead, and they would hold this lead for the rest of the game. And this was a strong performance from really the entire Angels offense. I mean, they had 8 extra base hits. You had multiple hits from Justin Upton. Jared Walsh homered and had a walk and another hit. He had a double. We had 3 hits from David Fletcher, who's been swinging a really good bat over the last few weeks. Patrick Sandoval, again, another really strong outing. 5 2/3 innings, 4 hits, 3 earned runs, 9 strikeouts, 2 walks. He's got a 3.69 ERA this year as a starter since he took over in the rotation. I think he's at 3.12, I believe was the number. So this guy has pitched himself into the rotation. There's really no doubt about it. I would be absolutely shocked if he doesn't hold a permanent rotation spot at this point. I mean, he has pitched and earned this spot at this point. So another really big outing for him. And again, the offense just doing some really big things. And it's been very cool to see how the team has responded offensively since Mike Trout came out. I mean, this is one of the best offenses in baseball as a whole. But since Mike Trout went out, I mean, they are putting up serious runs on a nightly basis. And maybe more importantly, the Angels, after losing 3 games up in Oakland, getting swept, and this was on the heels of winning 6 in a row the prior week, the Angels responded quite well the first 3 games of this series, winning 3 in a row, putting themselves back over 500. I know there are fans who are saying, oh, well, they're just beating the bad teams. Well, that's what they need to do. I mean, if they can beat the teams that they're supposed to beat and just do okay against other teams, they're probably going to be fine. So the Angels are doing what they need to do right now, and this was yet another big win for them. So we're going to take our first break of this episode. When we get back, we're going to talk about Sunday's game, and then we're going to go over Shohei Ohtani's absolutely just insane week that he just put together. But before we do so, let me tell you about Freshly. Dinner time can be chaotic, but with Freshly, it's easy. Their chefs take care of your meals a few nights a week and take the pressure off you. Freshly offers chef-made, nutrient-packed, delicious meals delivered fresh to your door. No cooking required. Ordering is easy if you visit Freshly.com. You can choose from over 30 delicious, satisfying, better-for-you meals like sausage baked penne or their chicken pesto bowl. So right now, Freshly's offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to Freshly.com/LockedOn. Again, that's Freshly.com/LockedOn to get $40 off your first two orders. Investing can be complicated, but whether you're a beginner or you've been investing for years, Wealthfront makes it easy. They have the right tools for every portfolio. Wealthfront can create a portfolio of globally diversified, low-cost index funds personalized just for you in minutes. No manual trades, no picking stocks, no watching the stock market every day. They automatically handle all of the investing based on preferences you control. And Wealthfront is trusted with over $20 billion of assets, and you can get your first $5,000 managed for free by going to Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB. Again, that's Wealthfront.com/LockedOnMLB to get your first $5,000 managed for free. So let's get back into this series against the Detroit Tigers. They won the first three games of this series. That in itself just made this a series win, regardless of what happened on Sunday. And to be fair, I mean, Sunday's game was pretty exciting as well. The Angels, to be honest, played a pretty decent game. They lost in extra innings to the Tigers, 5-3, but put up a fight, put it to extra innings in the finale of this series. And again, another pretty darn exciting game. Not the ending that you were necessarily looking for, but nonetheless, a pretty fun game. So Dylan Bundy pitched okay, 4 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, one of them earned. He had 3 walks, only 2 strikeouts. So it was an improvement over his recent outings, but it's still very clear that he's not right now. I've had some people ask, like, is there something going on injury-wise? Well, we know that he's got a foot issue he's been dealing with. It's hard to say if that is the issue that is plaguing him right now. I'm not quite sure, but you can look at this outing and say it was a little bit better. And yeah, I guess we can leave it at that. The bullpen, for the most part, had a pretty decent game. They had 7 innings pitched. They allowed 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 3 total runs. And overall, I mean, this was kind of what you needed from the pitching staff on this day. The offense was just not quite as good as the previous games in this series. So the Angels went down 1-0 in the 3rd inning. 4th inning, Jared Walsh, 3rd straight game with a home run, number 18 on the season. It's very easy for him to get a little bit lost in the shuffle this week because Shohei Ohtani has grabbed all of the attention for the Angels. But Walsh homered in 3 straight games. And at the end of Sunday's game, he's back up to a 290 batting average with a 931 OPS. This guy is making a very, very strong case to be making the All-Star team this year for the first time. Top of the 5th inning, the Angels give up 2 more runs. They go down 3-1. Shohei Ohtani steps up to the plate. Bottom of the inning, hits his 23rd home run of the season, a game-tying 2-run shot to dead center field. It ties him with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. for the MLB lead. And again, this was so fitting just based on the entire season as a whole and really this week at large for the Angels. And we're going to talk about Shohei a little bit more here in a little bit. But yeah, I mean, the Angels, unfortunately, were not able to hold on in this game. Extra innings come around. Raisel Iglesias looked really, really good in the 9th inning. Not quite as crisp in the 10th inning. And to be honest, he didn't look awful. A couple of soft hit baseballs, walked a guy, but were not able to hold on to this game. The Angels did send Shohei Ohtani up to the plate. He was the game-tying run with a runner on base. They essentially pitched around him. Taylor Ward comes up, and in all fairness, Taylor Ward has had a great season so far just had a really bad at bat, watching two pitches basically right down the middle, then swinging out of the zone for strike three to end the game. Not the way you wanted the series to end, but as a whole, you can't be upset about this series. Taking 3 of 4 from the Tigers, you know, going back to last week, taking all three games against the Diamondbacks, all three games against the Royals, they're doing what they need to do against these bad teams. It's just a matter of starting to play well against, you know, these really good teams that they're going to face coming up. So we do have an off day on Monday, so I'm not going to get into the series preview against the Giants, but it is worth mentioning their upcoming schedule. It is going to be difficult. They've got two games against the Giants on Tuesday and Wednesday, another off day, travel day on Thursday, and then they're going to Tampa Bay. So they're going to play the Rays, who are one of the best teams in baseball this year. They just lost 6 games in a row, but they're still really good, and they just called up their top prospect and basically consensus top prospect, Wander Franco. So he's going to be there when the Angels show up on Friday. And then the following week, 4 games on the road at Yankee Stadium. So pretty brutal schedule coming up. We'll kind of get into this a little bit more as those series get closer. But I do want to finish this episode talking about Shohei Ohtani. And we're going to spend pretty much all of tomorrow's episode talking about him as well. I wrote an article about Ohtani that came out at Crashing the Pearly Gates and felt like that would be a fun one to kind of dive into a little bit more. But we have to talk about this week that he just had. And I think it is best summarized by, so there's a viral tweet that's going around from someone named Dan Tracy put this out. And this was, we already knew this, but just putting this into perspective and writing down exactly what he did each day this past week, it's nuts. So Monday was kind of an off day, didn't do much at the plate, but he homered on Tuesday. He homered on Wednesday, so both games up in, the last two games up in Oakland. Comes home Thursday, 6-inning pitched on the mound, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts, wins the game. 2 home runs on Friday, a home run on Saturday, and a home run on Sunday. I mean, it is absolutely crazy. Shohei was kind of going through a, I don't want to say a dry spot with home runs, but wasn't hitting as many home runs over the past week, week and a half or so coming into this recent stretch. And then he just goes off. 6 home runs in the week, the same week that this guy won a game on the mound by pitching 6 innings. I mean, it is incomprehensible. Again, we talk about this guy like every single day at length on this podcast, but he continues to do things that are just mind-blowing. I mean, it is absolutely crazy that he's maintained this type of production as a two-way player for this long into a season. Again, this is not normal. We've never seen anything like this before. And this past week alone was arguably the best week. I don't even think you need to say arguably. It was the best week of Shohei Ohtani's career. So he starts this week with 2.1 wins above replacement, according to FanGraphs, a 158 weighted runs created plus. That means he was 58% better than the league average hitter that was coming into this week. 17 home runs. He ends this week with 2.7 wins above replacement. So he's worth 0.6 wins above replacement this week alone as a hitter. He raises that weighted runs created plus by 10 points up to 168. And then 23 home runs. So he didn't just go into, he didn't just hit number 20. He decided to add a few more. So he hit 6 home runs on this week. And on the mound, obviously had a big, big win on Thursday night. Just this week as a whole, he did everything. I mean, he did absolutely everything you could have asked for. It was so much fun to see. It was fun to see the excitement and really just seeing Angel Stadium respond the way that they did. And it has been really fun to see Angel Stadium getting closer and closer to a fuller capacity crowd. So they've been playing some really good baseball recently. Angels fans were rewarded with a very exciting series win against the Tigers. Very exciting baseball from Shohei Ohtani and several other Angels. So definitely a strong ending to this week for the Angels. We're going to take our last break of this episode, but first, let me tell you about Built Bar. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. Built Bar has 9 delicious flavors, including raspberry, peanut butter brownie, and salted caramel. So there are flavors for everyone. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy as well. They have 17 grams of protein. They're low in calories, low in sugar, and low in net carbs. And if you go to builtbar.com right now and use the promo code LOCKEDON15, you'll get 15% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off at builtbar.com. So this was a pretty up and down week for Angels baseball. Didn't start off so great. The Angels came into that series against Oakland looking really good, dropped 3 straight against a division rival. Maybe spirits were not quite as high going into the 4-game series against the Tigers. They proceed to win 3 games in a row, put themselves back over 500. They lose the finale and they're at an even 500 at 36-36. And during all of that, Shohei Ohtani had possibly one of the most impressive weeks that we have ever seen a major league player have. I mean, I don't think that is hyperbole to say what he did this past week was completely unprecedented. So very exciting stuff. The Angels have a day off on Monday, so enjoy it. Relax a little bit. We're coming back with a lot of hopefully exciting baseball against some really good baseball teams coming up. But I believe that's all I've got for today's episode. So as always, thank you for joining. Stay safe out there, and we will talk some Angels baseball on Tuesday.